Funny.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How are you?
Good. How was your vacation?
It was excellent.
Yeah?
Got a little bit of a tan.
Yeah.
How's your year?
Any questions?
You pretty pleased with the way everything is going this year?
Yeah. I'm playing really well at the moment, and I'm feeling good. So, it's perfect timing for the US Open. Hopefully, I can have a good run there.
So, your last two matches against Serena, you were very close. Contested matches. Do you know what you need to do to sort of get by that next time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Serena is a very... a great player, a great competitor, and I was very close both times, and unfortunately didn't get it in the end. But I feel like I'm there where I want to be. And yesterday, the only thing that I could put a finger on was my serve. It didn't really work the way I wanted it to. But that's how it is sometimes. And she definitely kept putting pressure on me, so that didn't help. And but I'm really pleased about my form just coming up to the US Open. I feel great.
What do you think has changed? Do you think anything has changed, or as far as your form getting better, moving up?
I'm just in a very good place right now, and I'm feeling healthy. My body is good, and I think definitely getting a few good wins under my belt, and starting off winning in Istanbul kind of got that kick started, and I'm feeling always. This time of year, I usually play well, so it's a good time of the year for me.
Are there always ups and downs during the year, Caroline, that you kind of have to ride out and then get in a comfortable position and ride it as far as you can?
I think in sports there will always be ups and downs, It's never a smooth ride, and whoever says that there was a smooth ride, it has never reached the top, So it's hard, but that's what makes sports so special, because you get some hard times sometimes, but then once it starts clicking, that's that most amazing feeling, and then you're up there for a while, and you feel like you're flying, and then all of a sudden you get a few tough losses, and you have to grind your way back. So that's the fun and the beauty about sports. It always goes up and down, but at the same time, hard work always pays off. So if you just keep going, keep fighting, it'll go your way.
Is it clicking right now? Are you on one of those rises?
I feel like it is. Yeah, I feel like I'm playing well, and I'm pleased about my form.
You always seem to be playing very well at this time of the season. Is there anything you can point to specifically? Is it more than just coincidence?
I really like the courts. I think the pace of the courts really suits me. The ball suits me. The crowd is always supporting me over here, and it's nice to play with the crowd behind you.
Do you like the routine of playing the same events every year? You're always coming back to New Haven.
There's a few things that always kind of works for some players, and for me it's always worked to play here, and I've done well here in the past, and then I've gone on to play well at the US Open, so I kind of like to keep that going.
Is there anything that you do when you're in a match and
I think, I always just focus on one point at a time, and sometimes you have the momentum, sometimes it goes against you, but once it goes against you, you just need to find a way how to how to get back there and kind of break the opponent's rhythm, maybe change it up, change the pace a little bit.
You've been here a few times now. Can you talk about some of the things you like to do off the court in New Haven?
Yeah, I've been here a lot of times, and the worst part about it is that they've opened up this cookie shop right around the corner, and they have freshly baked cookies 24 hours a day, and they even bring them up, so that is very dangerous. They didn't have that 2-3 years ago, so that's not a good part of it, but I love just the restaurants here, there's so many good places to go. The students are starting to unpack and start to settle in the campus, and it's kind of fun to be around and see that.
Is it a favorite restaurant and favorite dish in New Haven?
One of my favorites, I like Asian food, so I think it's called Kaduda? No. So bad with names. It's a Japanese restaurant.
What dish there?
Anything with chicken or beef, noodles, rice, that's my go-to dishes.
Is it surprising for you that this has become such a home away from home, that you have this comfort level here? Because coming in, when you played here the first time, you probably wouldn't have expected that, I imagine.
No, the first time I came here was many years ago. You know, I think I was 17 or 18, so it's a long time ago, and you never know what to expect whenever you come to a new place for the first time. And the first time I played here, I ended up winning the tournament, so it kind of got me some good memories straight away. And since then, I've just, you know, Anne, tournament director, has always been great and nice to me, and she's always doing a great job making everyone feel at home. And yeah, I kind of just started getting this bond with the tournament, and I left going back.
How would you evaluate the state of the game right now, headed into the Grand Slam?
My game?
Your game, and I guess the competition's game.
Well, I think it's very close, you know. I think there's so many girls that are playing well right now, and the competition is very tough, and you have to play your best every game to win. You don't get any buys or any walkovers, you know. It's not like you go out there and it's an easy match. You have to fight for it every single time.
And your game, you said?
My game feels good. I'm pleased about the state of my game.
Are there particulars that are going really well in your game right now? Are you just taking the ball exactly where you want, or are you seeing the court better?
I feel like I'm moving well. You know, I kind of feel like I've positioned myself in a good position on the court. I try and take the ball early. I try and push my opponent back. And I've been serving and returning really well, except from my last game. I didn't serve that well, but I returned really well. But in general, everything is just clicking.
What kind of cookies are the real weakness?
Any cookies. Anything sugary that is not good for you, it's a temptation.
But you're running enough to get all that off, though, right?
I know, but then, you know, that's what I keep telling myself. You know, I keep running so I can eat, but then I should eat the proper food and not all the cookies. And
what's your workout routine like?
Yeah, well, I'm practicing towards running the New York Marathon, so I'm doing a lot of running off the court, and I do boxing training as well, and I do strengthening, and I do all sorts of things off the court.
What type of mileage are you doing for your training for the marathon?
It really depends, but I'm trying to get at least one long run in a week, but every day I'm running at least 40 minutes to just kind of get the body going and keep getting it used to running and just being out there for a long time. But you know, obviously it's not easy whenever you're in tournaments and you're playing long matches and everything, but I've been running every day basically either before or after my matches.
Soon that long run's gonna become a really, really long run though, right? I mean, you're gonna be doing 20 miles at some point.
Well, hopefully I'll be doing 26.2.
Ooh, yeah, for the race, yeah.
One more, two more?
What made you want to run to the marathon?
It's always been on my bucket list, and it's always been something I wanted to do, and this year the season finishes a week early, and I kind of looked at it and I was like, oh, this could be a possibility, an opportunity, and I want to help others. I feel like I'm in a position where, you know, I can make a difference, and I'm running for Team for Kids, which is a charity to be raising money to start running groups and get kids active who usually wouldn't have the opportunity to do sports or, you know, haven't done sports before, and you know, get them into a healthier lifestyle, set goals for themselves, and you know, kind of strive and reach for those goals. And that's something that's been so close to me because sports was such a big part of my life growing up.
Have you recovered from the ALS ice bucket challenge?
Yes, I've recovered. I think I screamed that pretty loud. I think you can hear it all the way over here.
You're looking forward to giving it to Anne right now?
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Let's go.